We get the Block Club Chicago Report now. We call it extremely local news. It's sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Quinn Myers with a word about the rat audit. This affects all the neighborhoods, doesn't it, Quinn?
It really does. Good morning, Bob. Yeah, well, we all know our alleys, our parks are often full of rats. And even when the city comes out and, you know, puts down rodenticide, otherwise known as poison, it often does not solve the problem. So there is a new audit out from the Office of Inspector General, basically saying the city will probably never make a dent in the rat population under its current practices. They say it's more reactive. They're just responding to 311 complaints instead of actively doing proactive solutions, like looking at, you know, a whole area's trash intake and sanitation conditions, as well as doing, you know, regular monitoring and surveying. And it's all that basically says that Streets and Sanitation Department is not really working with these integrated pest management solution practices that the federal government and even the state have endorsed. So this is kind of a concern, but maybe not terribly surprising for people who are constantly battling rats in their yard or in their alley. The city has said that they are making improvements and working to better monitor the situation and kind of do a more wholesale, holistic approach, although we will see if that works. You know, rat complaints have slightly dropped. You know, they peaked during COVID-19, 2021. We saw 66,000 311 rat complaints. We're down to about 44,000 now, although that is still quite a bit higher than a lot of the pre-COVID numbers. So whether that means there are more rats or people are just better at complaining, I'm not totally sure.
I've got an idea. We got all those cats this time of year in the animal shelters. Let's get them out of there. Put them to work. Put them to work for the city. There you go.
Exactly.
There is a popular Hyde Park restaurant opening up now in the West Loop. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is the team behind Hyde Park's Virtue, which has become one of the maybe the most famous and well-known restaurants in Hyde Park. The team is opening up a new restaurant in the West Loop on Elizabeth Street. It's going to be led by former Top Chef contestant Damar Brown. He's worked with Eric Williams' Virtue Hospitality Group for many years now, and this is exciting. This is the group's kind of first restaurant outside of the Hyde Park area. Virtue is known for their modern take on Southern cooking, soul food, and that seems to be in line with what they're going to be bringing up to the West Loop. So, you know, they're going to be joining some of the city's most famous restaurants. So it's a big deal for the Virtue Group, and pretty exciting for Chicagoans who like to go out to eat.
For sure. And this is an interesting story you have at blockclubchicago.org about a studio on West Chicago Avenue, and who knew that they're responsible for some of the biggest rap, hip-hop, and R&B tracks over the past two decades.
That's right. This is a pretty unassuming building if you're down in Crane Village, Westtown area on Chicago Avenue. It's just a three-story brick building, but this is Classic Studios. Producer Chris Innumerable basically spent the past 20 years working with local hip-hop artists and all kinds of artists, but lately he's seen some bigger hits by SZA, Chance the Rapper, of course, No Name. A lot of them have come right out of this studio, and what I thought was pretty cool is they do have open studio hours to try to get new and aspiring artists to come through and record tracks, and they work on them possibly to get the next hip-hop hit out of Chicago. So yeah, this is a pretty cool feature on someone who grew up in Chicago and has really helped make the scene what it is today.
Yeah, 2510 West Chicago Avenue. Thank you, Quinn Myers. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good day.
And once again, if you want more on those stories, and also there's a lot more, check out the website, blockclubchicago.org.